With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Back, run like a wild man.
I watched you struggle and I watched you wrestle with them angels.
There he is. From Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
The correct Jordan Hare Stadium time is 8:43 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Your digital audio device is tuned to the Orange and True podcast, harbored by College and Magnolia. Greetings and salutations, Orange and Truthers. I'm Drew Croson, at CenterCrow2 on Twitter, at CenterCrow on Venmo, getting the show started a little early. To one side of me, via the magic of Skype, the rumor monger, Ryan Starrett, at Ryan S. Starrett. The S is for sleeveless.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What you can't see right now, he's got the gun show out. Chief and I both bought tickets, apparently.
Just trying to show off, you know.
I know what's going on. To the other side of me, giving you full Fort Payne ASMR, a man who knows the difference between Clone Wars and whatever the other animated Star Wars television show is that I forgot. I had it in my head, but don't remember anymore. What is it called, Chief? AU Chief.
Hello! It is Rebels, I think.
That's right, Rebels. That's what I'm thinking of. A nice Mrs. Doubtfire, hello.
Thank you. Glad you recognize that.
Ryan, are you familiar with the work of the late Robin Williams and the film Mrs. Doubtfire?
You know, James Bond. James Bond is in that movie.
Pierce Brosnan?
Robin Williams, James Bond? I miss those movies.
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan was in that. It was just before GoldenEye.
I was hoping you meant Pierce Brosnan, not Daniel Craig playing some weird cameo.
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan's in that movie. It was when he was like sort of, he had just gotten out from under that Remington Steel contract.
Sure.
And so he was like making a foray. He was in that, and then he was in.
I don't know what Remington Steel is.
Ryan, Remington Steel was a television show in the '80s that I never watched, in early '90s.
Sure. Okay.
That Remington, I'm that, so then. Pierce Brosnan was in that. The contract of which was so ironclad, it kept him from being the James Bond more than once.
It so derailed,
finally got out of him.
It derailed the James Bond franchise for about 10 years.
Yeah.
Because of the contract. And finally, in 1995 or 6, he was able to start to do James Bond. But right before he did, he did Mrs. Doubtfire. And then he did like 3 made-for-TV USA movies.
Yeah.
Where he was basically
trying out for James Bond.
Yeah, more or less. But he was like more of a special forces kind of guy.
His best Bond movie is that Salma Hayek movie where he's a thief.
Oh, it's a good movie.
That's a good flick.
Yeah. Thomas Crown Affair is pretty good too.
Yeah, both are not canon, but they're both good.
Literally anything until maybe like 4 or 5 years ago besides James Bond.
Mamma Mia? He's awesome.
Yeah, that was the first time I had seen him since James Bond.
Wait, are you kidding me?
I love Mamma Mia, I saw him in previews for that.
That's a great flick.
Oh, man.
Dude, I love everything about that, the first one. The second one is fine, but Mamma Mia is terrific. That is a classic Son of Crow airplane movie special.
Wow.
Get me dancing on there on the flight. Get all the British Airways stewardesses talking to me. Hey, man, yeah, that's what I'm watching. They're all hanging out, having a good time. It's one of the few movies where, like, every song is a song that you could take your headphones off and everyone could sing along. People in Europe love ABBA, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right, guys, we got a lot today. This is an episode that we've talked about a lot. If you hear a little background noise, because it's a windy night outside in North Dallas... and I'm, as I normally record here, I'm sitting outside, sitting poolside, recording, and,
A crow question for you.
Yeah, man.
I need you to do a metaphor. Dallas and Fort Worth, which one's Pawnee and which one's Eagleton?
That's, that's such a complicated. It's more.
Is there a rivalry between Dallas and Fort Worth? Or
yes. How's that work? 1,000%. So Dallas is, in a lot of ways, new money or old money. And Fort Worth is more. No, I think it's vice versa. Dallas is more new money and Fort Worth is more old money. Dallas is more show money. Like people show their money off in Dallas, whereas Fort Worth.
Okay, so that's Eagleton.
Yeah, whereas Fort Worth's got maybe there's a ton of money in that town, but it's not. It's in cows. It's more ag money, Dan. It's ag money, not oil money necessarily. Fort Worth feels like more of a small town. Dallas feels like it's trying to be a really big city. It's fascinating. I actually, if I had to pick a city that I like the most, I would prefer Fort Worth, to be honest with you. They got unbelievable bike infrastructure, like you wouldn't believe for a city in Texas. However, roads in Fort Worth are not bike friendly at all. So like Dallas is way easier to bike in, ironically, even though Fort Worth has spent billions in trying to make itself more bike friendly. All it did was get the bikes off the streets. But Fort Worth's a cool town. They got no sports. The closest thing to Fort Worth is the Rangers. I mean, the Cowboys are the same distance as the Rangers, but the Rangers are Fort Worth's team. That's what people around here say. The Rangers are Tarrant County's team.
They're Arlington.
They are in Arlington, as are the Cowboys. However, the Fort Worth money demographic skews baseball, if that makes any sense to you.
So it's like Gwinnett.
Sure.
It's like the Gwinnett of Texas.
You know how like there's just a certain the suburbs. There's a just certain demographic
miles
that
and
like
miles of suburbs.
There's a certain demographic that has their kids with the weird necklaces and hitting coaches and flat bill caps and all that stuff. That's the
Cobb County.
That's the Fort Worth demographic. The Dallas demographic's going to Cowboy games and
the weird
know.
Necklaces got me.
You know what I'm talking about. All these things,
like,
I know
the ones
exactly.
that help you, like, you, help you get your internal balance right.
Yeah, these 14-year-olds walking around with these internal, these copper necklaces and flat bill caps for, like, the random hitting club they're a part of. That's Fort Worth.
Hitting club, oh my God.
Whereas Dallas, those same kids would probably play lacrosse.
Let's not get into lacrosse again.
See what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. It's really two peas in a pod, those kind of people. They just don't know it.
Yeah. All right, so today's episode is one we've talked about for a long time, in terms of doing this episode. We've teased it a lot. We finally are going to do it today. I've heard other podcasts attempt to do this, but no podcast is dumb enough to try to do an entire episode of Who is the Auburn of Blank? I would say only Auburn, for instance, is obsessed with this. I've never heard of any other school, fans of any other school, talk about how certain teams are like the Texas or the Baylor or the A&M of other conferences. But Auburn fans talk about it all the time, I feel like. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Well, yeah, he's wrong or
no, I don't know. Thing. I was typing.
No, I agree with you. It's definitely a conversation I've had more than once. There's a lot of aspects that go into it. I mean, you're not going to find a perfect one-to-one, comparison, but you know, being the little brother school, you know, as much as we don't like that title, that's how the rivalry is viewed by most people. So that's part of it. There's, you know, having some success way back when, and then some recent success, maybe a kind of a drought in the middle that can go into it. We have another podcaster tonight.
Yeah. A daughter Crow decided to make an appearance tonight.
Randomly. Oh, hey friend.
Say hello.
Oh my gosh. Look at all your hair.
Yeah. Can you, she wants to be on the headphones. My bad. So I'm not going to be able to hear this for a while.
Yeah. Hey, friend.
Can we get a war eagle?
Say hello, Chief. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, friend. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
How are you, Fran?
Yeah, okay. So she wants to be on this podcast because we're talking about who Auburn of each different league and sport is. Fran, did we watch the Mavericks today?
Fran, who is the Auburn Patrol?
So here's the thing. Fran doesn't know that other sports exist besides Auburn. So today we were watching the Mavericks versus the
Kings.
Yeah, we were watching Mavs Kings, and Fran told me, "Daddy, when is Auburn gonna win this game?" Basically, that's what she asked, and I said, "Man, look, I think Auburn's already won this game." and she told me that when Auburn was over talking about the Mavericks, we would have hamburgers.
Nice.
I said, "Great, I'm in on that every time." So after an Auburn win, Fran says we get hamburgers. So
nice.
That is so Texas of you.
Hey, Auburn won. Crank the grill up. Let's get some burgers going. So what do we have for dinner tonight, Fran?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Have some beef. So guys,
what's for dinner?
We put this out on Twitter. Did y'all talk about that already? I couldn't hear for 5 seconds.
No. So we asked Twitter, and
this has to be our most responded to, because Auburn fans love to talk about this crap.
It was a very soccer heavy responses too. And maybe it's because the example I gave was you suggesting that Tottenham was,
I'm sure, that Auburn makes
EPL. Yeah, because I just picked a random team and said this is the Tottenham is the last team that I would associate with Auburn. Tottenham is really like Chief said, really Ole Miss. They haven't won ever.
Yeah.
So like I would So anyway, we got a lot of responses to that. So
let's start there. Who is the Auburn of the EPL?
Well, let's do Chief and me and you, and then we'll go to Twitter and see if anybody answered on Twitter.
Oh, I have no opinion here. So
okay. Can you come back inside?
Well, I think it's Everton, and it has nothing to do with the recent success. It's just the whole layout of it. It's similar to what we talked about with baseball before we came on the air. They have a team that's very close to them, in their case across a park from mm-hmm. them, in our case it's across the state, but
comparing the size of
right exactly United
States, so right, exactly. Close enough.
Their big rival is a team that has many fans from outside their city that are fans of it, many more from outside their city than are actually in their city. They actually, the city is probably slightly more Everton than it is Liverpool. But
so are Liverpool fans Liverpool fans also fans of other successful teams in other sports?
Oh, well, all you have to do is take a look at Twitter and you'll find that they're fans of the New York Yankees and the New England Patriots and
the Red Sox fans, because Liverpool's owned by the Red Sox.
So you would think, but
I know a lot of
America
crossovers.
Don't take that into account.
Yeah, I know a lot of Red Sox Liverpool fans, and that's how they got into EPL.
Well, that's how they got into EPL.
Yeah.
If they just happened to get into the soccer first without really realizing that they were owned by the
Fenway Media Group, whatever it's called.
Right. But their most successful decade was the 80s, which is much like Auburn. Overall successful.
You're talking about Everton.
Yes, Everton. Funny enough, though, Liverpool were also successful in the 80s, which is a little different than our situation here, where Alabama was not. The city's first football team, which Auburn was the first one in the state, I believe is correct. They aren't really recognized for that by many people, though, because the other team is the fashionable team, the team with all the money. Liverpool has way more money than Everton does, much like Alabama has way more money than Auburn does. there's a real family atmosphere to Everton. They're called the People's Club. That's their nickname.
Sounds like a communist party.
Yeah.
Well, it is
the People's Club, not the People's Republic. Oh yeah. Yeah. There's a very, they do differ from Auburn in that way. They are a very, Labor Party town.
Which Auburn really kind of is in terms of the greater Alabama or Lee County.
Yes.
Even.
Yes. Right. Right. but they, there's a real, they do a lot of things that, like, if you just changed the word to family, like Auburn does, it would be like the exact same thing. One might think that maybe they focus on that to cover up for some of the
shortcomings,
areas in which they lack the shortcomings, which I think you could argue that Auburn has done that in the past, especially. The only thing I'll say is that Auburn has won their division quite a bit. Everton hasn't. I mean, they haven't. They've made the Champions League once in like the last 20 years, or twice maybe. And they have been into Europe, which I guess is sort of equivalent to winning your ball game. I don't know.
No, Auburn doesn't do that though.
No, that's true. But the rivalry is also somewhat similar in that you have a lot of families that will be mixed with both sides, houses divided, if you will. I sort of hate that terminology, but whatever. It's similar in that way. The success, I think you could argue some of the other teams in the league, and I think Crow might hear in a minute. If you just go back based on success, there's other teams you can draw parallels to. But I just think just from an aesthetic and a feel, Everton are very similar to Auburn.
Yeah, there's a lot. I could say that. That's a good comparison. I could say that that's similar to a lot of European, especially English, football teams with the family atmosphere, because most of these started out literally as like pubs that started clubs in the neighborhood.
It's usually it's usually the less successful ones that are that way, though,
like Newcastle.
Because the other ones have, Newcastle, which less successful. Now, they used to be very successful.
Yeah.
Everton has the third or fourth most trophies in England, period.
I would say, and I think AU Elvis on Twitter to spoil, if I'm going EPL, Manchester City is the Auburn of the Premier League.
I don't think so.
Consistently now, fairly recently, because they brought in a quote-unquote offensive mastermind to change the way they played the game. They had a huge influx of bagmen.
It's actually paid off for them.
Well, they had a huge influx of bagmen that helped them get a title, which, I mean, come on.
It's an ongoing investigation.
And they have across the city rival, that even in years in which they win, the across the city rival sells more jerseys and sells more merchandise and sells more tickets.
The reason I big time disagree with that is they were so insignificant until the last 15 years that they're not really considered big rivals with their crosstown rival.
They were horrible in the 80s.
They were like way down
the
in the
third
divisions.
League.
Like, Auburn has never been as bad as Man City used to be. They were bought by a gazillionaire and, they've now since made rules to keep it from happening.
They were bought by the state of Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
But they can't say that. So they were bought by a random sheik that pretend he bought the
team. Yeah. So I disagree because Manchester City and Manchester United aren't really rivals like Auburn and Alabama are.
Also, AU Elvis or whatever.
Is it more like Bama, Tennessee?
Yeah, sort of. I would go that.
Auburn Elvis sent out that I don't know if you saw the picture he sent out of the crest that he made of the Manchester City crest, the old city crest, not the one with the boat on it, the old eagle one.
Right.
That he had made as Auburn. It is. I would wear a shirt with that on the front of it today. It has let me see. It's got the Eagle. Instead of three stars above it, it has two stars above it for for 57 and 2010. Yeah. And then in Latin, because we love a good Latin phrase, it let's see, what does it say? I'm trying to remember. I can't figure out how to translate this into Latin.
While you're looking that up, I think Manchester City is more like the Miami of the 80s and 90s.
Look at that. 90s. I'm showing you a picture of it on my phone.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
It's dope.
Yeah, it looks pretty.
And it says it has an eagle instead of a boat, or a tiger instead of a boat. And it says Credo in Labore et. Which I believe is we believe or work for the creed, which I think is terrific. And I really want that on a shirt.
They are definitely more like the Miami of the 80s and 90s of the Premier League, because they were nothing before. They had a huge influx of cash. They've won a bunch of games.
I could say maybe Florida. Oh, no. You know what it means? Credo in Labore et means I believe in hard work in Latin. Just translate.
Hilarious.
There's
also Crystal Palace, who literally fly an eagle from goal to goal before the games.
Mm. It's a bit on the nose. So. I think the best comparison for soccer is Dortmund, to be 100% honest. And the only is because consistent success, even present day success. Yeah. So like Dortmund, unlike Everton, has been successful or moderately successful for 70, 80 years.
Forever.
And
they haven't had a huge dip. Of course, they didn't really have to deal with the same sort of influx of cash to their league. Like
their league doesn't.
They have one rival that spends a lot of money, and that's pretty much it.
And that's the rival that wins it every single year. Like it's a similar thing where Bayern Munich. So Munich wins the thing every year. So.
The only thing I'd say is if you ask Dortmund fans, Schalke is their bigger rival than Bayern.
Historically, and it's because they're so close to each other. And Schalke is terrible.
Right.
Schalke is the Auburn to Dortmund's Alabama, if you had to make an analysis. No, sorry. Schalke is Tennessee.
They're the Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say earlier, too, with Auburn and Everton is – Liverpool considers Man City their big rival.
Oh, perfect.
Rather than their crosstown. But there's one more EPL team that I would say, if you want to look at sort of a success analog, it would probably be Arsenal.
Or Chelsea, but yeah.
Yeah, Chelsea's been a lot more successful, though. Arsenal have just – they're right above Everton as far as trophies won. But they've been very consistent for the last 30 years, really their entire existence. But they've been very, very consistent. They, until the last 3 years, they made Champions League every year, which is like Auburn finishing in the top half of the FCC every year or something like that, or winning the league every few years. They've won the league last in 2008, I think. It was a long time ago now. And so it's been a while since they last won the league, or the whole thing, which is similar to Auburn. They won it a lot before that. But if you just want to look at a team, they're also they have money because Auburn has a lot of money, but they don't have as much money as the other quote unquote top four teams. Now it's top six because they involve a lot of other teams now.
Do any of these teams have maybe like a bad endorsement deal?
Everton. Maybe,
It's the Everton Angry Birds, right?
Well, no, Angry Birds was actually the good partner. It was Sport Pesa, the betting company went under.
Yeah.
And now they have Kazoo, which is a tech startup of sorts. Carvana over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No Yellowwood.
Yeah, it's no Yellowwood. They do have a billionaire expat Iranian owner now, who's I guess he's their Jimmy Rain. I don't know. He's a finance guy, so I guess he's maybe their Bobby Lauder.
Right. Shout out to Jimmy Rain and Bobby Lauder. If you guys want to, if you guys want to sponsor this podcast at all, I will 1,000%. This podcast will be renamed the Yellowwood Orange and True Podcast. I'm not gonna lie. I'll let you be on the show. You'd be a co-host if you wanted to, Jimmy Rain.
I'd love to talk to Jimmy Rain. That'd be hilarious.
Are you Jimmy Rain? Who wants to know? All right. So let's go to the NFL. Who do you think that the Auburn of the NFL is?
I put on there the Dolphins, and I mean, if you think about it, they have two championships, and Auburn technically has two championships. Although the Dolphins' last one was a long, long time ago. But the only reason I thought of it, I was like, oh yeah, they always beat the Patriots. They always find a way to beat the Patriots like once a year, and it's always really stupid, and doesn't matter how bad they are, they'll beat them.
Sure.
And that sort of reminds me of
All right, I think I got one here. How about the New York Giants? So the Patriots would be Bama in this
freaking
situation.
Gross.
The Giants would be Auburn.
I just threw up in my mouth.
You're going to sit here, you're going to talk to me.
Some bullshit wins. Look, David Tyree catching the ball against his helmet is an Auburn play to the T.
Look, they just beat those boys on the field.
You're going to sit here. Well, I'm sitting here in Dallas, Texas. And talk to me about the New York Giants.
New York
City.
Are
you kidding me?
Technically, that's New Jersey Giants, right?
Son of a gun. The Meadowlands finest.
I think the other one you got on here is the only one that's kind of close. They've won more titles, but the Packers.
There's fewer teams, though, in the NFL. So.
Right, there's fewer teams. The Packers, I mean, they're the only really successful small market team that I can even think of. Is Green Bay? I mean, Green Bay is a small market.
Green Bay is by far the smallest market.
They're owned by the city. Like, they're owned by the people of the city, which is, you know, analogous to Auburn.
It's pretty family.
Family-oriented.
All right. If you had to guess right now, would you say Green Bay has a higher population or Auburn Opelika?
I would say Auburn Opelika.
Oh, Auburn Opelika, yeah.
Yeah. So Green Bay's population is 105,000.
What's Auburn Opelika?
I think it's like 150, isn't it?
I don't know if it's one just between 110 and like 130, I think.
Thanks, Opelika, for making that number not 45,000.
Auburn population is 65.7.
Yeah, Opelika is less than Auburn.
And Opelika is 30 and a half. So yeah, it's 105,000 for both of them.
Whoa, that's it. Green Bay Packers are the Auburn. Even though they got Georgia's logo, they're the Auburn of the NFL.
Yeah.
And I would take their weather in September, though.
Their most famous quarterback is an Alabama guy, Bart Starr.
I would say their most famous quarterback might be Brett Favre, a Southern Miss guy, who beat Auburn.
I don't know. Depends on who you talk to.
Did you know that?
Alabama, too.
Well, actually, similar to Auburn, they have been great with great players as opposed to, like, great teams, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, also, they have they've had two Super Bowls that they've won in my lifetime. They won, and everybody thought, oh, this is it. They're going to go on a tear, and then they just never won another one.
Right.
Disbanded.
Their team, well, in this case, GM, continues to do things that you feel like are at odds with the players on the team. Like in this year's case, drafting a quarterback.
Yeah, it's weird.
In the first round when they've got Aaron Rodgers.
Would that be kind of like a prospective coach the week of the Iron Bowl?
Yeah, or maybe sure. Hiring Tony Franklin or Scott Leffler. Like, we had a meta make any sense. Well,
speaking of a team that has a great year, looks like they're primed to go on a run, and then just kind of doesn't, kind of maybe dismantles that team in the following years. How about the Marlins for baseball?
No. No. The Marlins are such...
Look, titles out of nowhere.
Look, Auburn is never as garbage as the Marlins are most of the time. We've had two super garbage seasons in the last 25 years. And, well...
20 years.
20 years. We've had three in the last 30 years. The Marlins have had...
What's a decade?
The Marlins have had 27 in the last 30.
T minus two.
Yeah. Actually, they haven't been around 30 years yet, have they? Well, when did they come in the league?
The Marlins are the ultimate, like, would 90s. You rather be 90s, really 90s. Good all the time or every so often win a championship? Like, they are the case study of this.
I would never want to be as bad as they are. And they are now off the pace of what they were doing before because it was only...
It's supposed to be a title a decade.
Yeah, and they are off the pace at this point.
Saw another comparison. This one was on Twitter, and I can't find the tweet at the moment, so won't be able to source it. But essentially comparing Auburn to the Cardinals just because the fans don't know why other fan bases don't like them.
I don't.
That is one of my favorite Twitter accounts, by the way, is Best Fan St. Louis. Have you guys followed that one before?
No.
Essentially just screenshotting tweets from Cardinals fans.
I avoid Cardinals fans at all costs.
Yeah, me too.
That is an Auburn thing, though.
Like, as a person who used to be a baseball fan and watched his team lose Game 6 of the Cardinals in heartbreaking fashion.
There are two fan bases that think we're weird, and it's Georgia and Alabama.
Yeah. We're not A&M. A&M, everyone knows is weird.
Everybody knows they're weird.
All right, guys. All right, so we figured out. I think it's the Sox. Are the
going back to baseball?
Are baseballs? I think the Sox are baseballs because the Sox.
I bought your argument.
You bought my argument because it makes sense. Like their biggest rival wins has won more championships than
and it's
every other
they
team
spend
combined.
More money than anybody else.
Right. The Yankees have 30 World Series titles. That's bonkers.
Now Boston spends. As much money as the Yankees do, though.
Look up football budgets and Alabama as a percentage of university spending, and Alabama's number one, and number two is Auburn.
Oh, yeah.
Number two is Auburn.
I figure.
As a percentage of university expenditures.
Well, and just for cities, I guess Boston would be the Auburn of cities almost, as far as it's smaller and
way more racist.
It's got a big name, but. It always surprised me how small Boston actually is.
And how racist.
It's a little more racist than Auburn, I was going to say.
It's like the
Dadeville. Like we are in the Deep South.
It's like the Dadeville of Stadium.
We'll see how it goes with Cam's quarterback. How about that?
Bro, I'm not looking forward to that. There are going to be some tweets about Jarrett Stidham and how great he is from Boston fans. Yeah. I love Jarrett Stidham, but I read some Patriots tweets that are like, man, I don't know if this dude's been watching the games because he thinks he's incredible.
Well, if you think that there is literally zero evidence that Jarrett Stidham is a better NFL quarterback than Cam Newton, he could very well be a great NFL quarterback. There's no evidence of that fact at the moment as we speak right now.
All right, so let's go with now NBA. I propose there are no NBA teams that qualify because to be in Auburn, I believe you have to have a sustained amount of at least relevancy with a few years of championship level success and then a couple of actual rings. And you also need a gigantic rival that spends more than you and wins more titles that you are able to beat every so often. And that team doesn't exist in the NBA.
My only argument was for the Celtics, and I know that they've won more than anybody, but it was literally before anyone remembers anything. No one watched basketball when they won all their.
Yeah.
What about the Mavs?
Yeah, I could say the little Mavericks.
Decent, consistent success.
I thought about it. I would also say the Spurs, if the Spurs weren't so daggum successful.
But
so,
guys, you guys.
A little bit too much title there.
The Mavericks, when I was a child, when I was a kid in the 90s, let's put it this way. The Cowboys won the Super Bowl in 96. And I believe that same season they had more wins or the same number of wins as the Mavericks.
Oof.
And that's good.
Then you get that one generational player and everything changed, right?
The Mavs were stunk for a long time. And then they were, I mean, they were, I don't know, I wouldn't be ashamed to be compared to Dirk's Mavs.
So is Dirk the Bo Jackson of the Mavs and then Luka is the Cam Newton of the Mavs? Is that what's happening?
That remains to be seen. Right now, I think Dirk is the Cam Newton of the Mavs.
You do have somebody that was on a team for a short period of time that maybe wasn't as valued as they should have been and then sent to another team.
Talking about Steve Nash?
Talking about the Trae Young, the Luka debacle.
That wasn't a debacle. That was a fleeting.
Pure genius.
I was saying, that was a fleecing of the Atlanta Hawks.
That might be as bad a deal as Pau Gasol to the Lakers.
Or Herschel Walker from the Cowboys to the Vikings for
the draft.
For the entire draft. That ended up being Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, and I believe, not for Aikman, but like three other starters for the 90s Cowboys.
Well, never forget, Ryan, that the Falcons drafted one.
No, I know.
And...
I didn't find that out until I was about.
Didn't they misspell Brett Favre's name on like his jersey?
Oh, probably. I wouldn't.
I feel like they drafted Brett Favre and they like gave him a jersey and they spelled his name wrong. And they're like, yeah, whatever. Who are you? Cottonseed. All right. So, golf. I know very little about golf, but in this
case, it's Tiger Woods. It's definitely Tiger Woods.
I would say that
Tigers. I mean, what else you got to see?
Yeah. Individuals would be the teams. You wrote down Jordan.
So Dub and I were talking about this one earlier.
It's Dallas Jason Duffner. How's it not Duffner?
Dallas' own and Under Armour's own Jordan Spieth is the Gus. There you go. They get the Under Armour connection.
Yeah, I said Jordan Spieth is the Gus of pro golf. Kind of came onto the scene out of nowhere, lit the world on fire for a little bit. That would be the 2010 Auburn team. Spieth in his essentially his breakout year. He won two majors, won the FedEx Cup, was the best player in sport that year. Came back, had another solid year in 2017. You know, not as successful, but a good year. That would be the same as the 13 team for Gus. And then hasn't really won much since. He's a good golfer. He's not like he's just disappeared off the world rankings or anything, but there's just not much to show for it.
I would say Duffner actually in a very similar timeline.
I was kind of joking, but it's you know.
Yeah, Auburn is a better college football program than Duffner is a golfer, unfortunately.
Whoa! He's a listener. He's a friend of the program. Come on.
Like, if he's a friend of the program, he can come on and tell me why.
Jason Duffner, come on the pod and talk so much trash to Ryan.
Challenge him to a round of golf.
I bought a pair of KD5s because I saw Jason Duffner wearing a pair of KD5s. That was years ago. I still have my KD5s, by the way. Horribly uncomfortable shoe to play basketball.
I mean, I do think there's actually an aesthetic similarity to Jason Duffner in Auburn. He like was a pretty big he was an actual celebrity. Like he burst on the scene after winning one golf tournament and was like everywhere. He was a meme. It was kind of like Auburn and Cam Newton in 2010. We were maybe not the darling. It's hard for us to find perspective on that season, I think, because everyone around us hated Auburn so much for winning that year. But I think nationally, I don't think anybody really hated us.
Yeah.
For winning. Unless you're a sports writer.
Right, right. Because they find upstanding people that.
Okay, so I'm going to break your heart a little bit. Jason Duffner is world number 277 right now.
Oof. Well, speaking of heartbreaks, let's talk about the heartbreak kid.
Look,
that's
Ryan.
Right. That is Shawn Michaels music. We got a submission from Josh Black that the Heartbreak Kid, a.k.a. Shawn Michaels, is widely considered the greatest in-ring performer of all time. And he's right. Auburn has the greatest athlete of all time. And also Bo Jackson, a.k.a. the other greatest athlete of all time. So, Shawn Michaels...
He's actually number two. I wonder what Charles Barkley considers Cam Newton.
Yeah, I think he calls him number three. Because Charles is number one.
Charles is number one.
So, and by the way, this whole podcast is we're discussing Auburn football, obviously. Because Auburn basketball is a whole different... Auburn basketball, I already brought up, is Red Bull Leipzig of the Bundesliga. A team that nobody had ever heard of.
Nothing until the last couple years ago.
All of a sudden, Red Bull bottom, and they are like a contender every year.
So they're the Popeye's chicken of...
Weren't they an East German team?
That's right. Almost Austrian.
Yes. Yeah, Auburn should be in the East. But
Red Bull, who is Austrian, bottom. So Shawn Michaels is the Auburn of the WWE, nay WWF. Josh Black's case for it is that he only has four world titles, a bunch of secondary titles, yet is considered one of the greatest of all time. Took 4 years off after 98 and then solidified himself. Remember for stealing the show, Auburn has a lot more secondary titles than actual official titles. Mm-hmm. And Shug Jordan had a hell of a run, then took 4 years off under Barfield, came back better than before. just like Shawn Michaels. Win or lose at WrestleMania, you always remember what the Heartbreak Kid did. Whether Auburn has a great season or a horrific season, people always remember what Auburn did every year. Is that true?
That's a good...
Yeah, I'll take it.
You know, it's funny. Even the name, the Heartbreak Kid, that's Auburn to a T. Whether it's your heartbreaking as an Auburn fan or Alabama or LSU or some other team that we win on the last second on some crazy play, Auburn is the Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly with that assessment. That's that may be the most spot on of the night, actually.
True or false? I had a really good friend growing up that had a Shawn Michaels wrestle buddy that I would always want to sleep with when I spent the night at his house. 100% true. Ryan, wrestle buddies.
I was going to ask, what is a wrestle buddy?
When I was a kid.
Are you serious?
Dude, because think about it. Say it out loud. This is a doll of a grown man that you could sleep with as a child.
What? Oh, man, this is terrifying.
Yeah. So back in the day, the WWF.
The Hulk one's pretty terrifying.
The WWF made these, like, pillows of their superstars that young boys, or I guess girls, could have as pillows up for their bed.
Bro, there were no girls into wrestling. I'm not trying to be sexist. It's just not.
You don't think there were any girls with a Heartbreak Kid wrestle buddy pillows on their beds?
I think there are more female wrestling fans now than there would have been in the 80s, and there's not very many now.
Holy cow! Shawn Michaels' last match was at University of Phoenix Stadium in 2010, where Auburn won the national championship in 2010.
Oh, wow.
Bum, 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 bum.
Mind blown.
All right, so let's move on. In Spanish League soccer, in La Liga, Auburn is Atletico Madrid. We have written down. I would say 100% because you got two teams in La Liga that basically win it every year, in Real Madrid and Barcelona. But I would say that Auburn is not necessarily one of those two teams that win it every single year. But Atletico will pop up and win it every so often. And they spend a ton of money. It isn't like Atletico is poor.
Right. They do. They spend a lot of money. They too have a very
dope stadium too.
Hometown kind of feel to them. They're a working class team. They're the city's working class team. So.
And they got a really sweet crest. Probably a cooler crest than Real Madrid's crest. I like Real Madrid's crest, but it's not
Atletico. They got the best crest. It's got a bear and a tree on it. Come on.
Boom.
Yeah, do they have a lot of bears in Spain?
I Probably, man. Spain's rad. Spain's got crazy mountains in the northeast. Well, I bet they'd have Spain. I bet they have that.
I was talking with some friends the other day. We don't talk about how a bunch of weirdo Spaniards are. It's like a weird country. Well, we don't talk about Spain.
Well, we don't talk about Spain at all. Like, yeah. We don't talk about that, and the entire peninsula at all. Because, like,
in Spain, they have Iberian brown bears.
Oh, well, there we go.
The Iberian Peninsula is a sweet spot. I've never had a bad time on that whole spot. I like Portugal a lot, and I like Spain a lot. Andorra is rad because there's not a single flat road in the whole country, I believe.
Spain was a fascist country for, like, a long time after...
Before Spain.
And they have like a whole separate country that doesn't want to be part of Spain anymore, but they won't let them go because the whole country would collapse if they left, because they're the entire Spanish economy.
And the king of Spain, so Spain recently,
Texas, I guess that part of Spain is
the
Texas.
King of Spain recently had to like go into exile today.
Do they have a king still?
Yeah, he's part of the royal family. They don't actually like do it, kind of like England, but except that he's like extremely corrupt. When he took office as the king of Spain, he was almost broke, and now he's worth over $2 billion.
They have a religious group that is openly hostile to everyone else in the country. Yeah. Like it's pretty wild stuff there in Spain.
Spain's a wild time, man.
You don't hear about it, and that's what's weird to me is you just never hear about it. Nobody talks about it.
But hey, 10 out of 10 would recommend. I spent New Year's in Madrid one time. And it was a blast.
Great place.
I would say it looks beautiful
every time I see pictures of Spain.
Yeah. So. I got engaged in Spain, Segovia, as a matter of fact. Same trip.
Ibiza is in Spain, right?
Ibiza. It's a big go there if you want to go club.
It's a big vacay spot for scousers.
Well, yeah. And also, like, if you want to go, like, just dance for 20 hours straight. At a nightclub, which is the opposite of what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, that's not really my thing.
Who wants to go to the beach and spend time inside?
Not me.
The Auburn of Europe? I mean, Portugal had a pretty good run there for a while.
No, really.
They really did.
They're a tiny little place that...
Had a really good run.
You know, did a lot of things. Not all of them good.
I mean, Portugal is the... Put it this way, Portugal is the fifth most populous Portuguese-speaking country today. So, that's a...
They're the fifth?
Fifth.
Jesus.
Yeah.
No, Brazil's one, I mean, easily.
I mean, you've got Mozambique, you've got a couple of countries in Africa, yeah. You got a couple spots they spread the language to.
Good old colonialism.
I mean, Brazil's number one by a mile. They have like 300 million people almost.
What? Who's the Auburn of South America?
Uruguay. They win way more than they should. They care about the
Colombia.
Sport. Uruguay cares about soccer way more than they should, and somehow have a ton of success when they really shouldn't, because their biggest rival, Argentina, has much bigger resources, and you would think would win more often. And
have the greatest player in the world.
In the world, but. But yet Uruguay continues to be successful.
I was thinking Colombia myself.
Yeah, I could see that. Who's Colombia's biggest rival?
I don't know.
But Uruguay has that built-in. Chile? Yeah, maybe. But Uruguay has that built-in, like, they deep-seated hatred for all things Argentinian.
Is the USA the Auburn of North America, of CONCACAF?
Canada is the Auburn of CONCACAF. No.
No.
Actually, it probably is
the USA.
USA, because Mexico would be the Alabama of CONCACAF.
Right.
Well, USA, I think, would just be Georgia, because USA doesn't usually win CONCACAF, do they?
Well, we win it every so often.
Yeah, we win it every so often.
Okay. So a little more successful than Georgia.
Jamaica might be the LSU of CONCACAF, and that they win it randomly. And you have no idea when it's going to happen, but and randomly Jamaica wins. Who knows? No, I'm thinking of Costa Rica, not Jamaica. Sorry.
Thinking about Costa Rica. Well, Costa Rica, for such a small place, is usually pretty good at the old soccer. Soccer.
All right, so let's keep going. Let's take a quick break. Quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more from Twitter. And we're back at the 49-minute mark on the nose.
A long one tonight.
Jack, we have gone through so many different leagues. Bundesliga, I think we'd all agree that Dortmund is the BVB. BVB is the Auburn of the Bundesliga. ABBA, as the Germans would say. ABBA Leipzig is what I said was the Auburn basketball of the Bundesliga. Mm-hmm. Who's left? We're going to do Twitter, I guess. So
yeah.
At Cannon Simp wrote, Alabama is the Auburn of hell.
Sure.
I don't really get it, but sure. I like it. I'll take it.
I like the spirit.
At Benjamin Wolk, one of the beat writers. A good one. He's
former.
He said, what'd you say?
Former.
What's up? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he hasn't been on the Auburn beat for over a year now.
Breaking news. Benjamin Wolk no longer on the Auburn beat, you guys. I sat next to him on a plane on the way home from Minneapolis.
Where'd he go?
Chill guy.
I think he left sports.
Huge Hawks fan.
Yeah.
He said,
I feel for him. He actually went
to the UT Martin Warhawks?
No, the Atlanta Hawks. He said, reddish brown is the Auburn of colors.
Nope. Lose, Crow. Hey, Chief, we get to talk about whatever we want now again.
No, I can hear them.
Can hear us. It's just, can't hear him.
They're doing that thing.
Then the Braves are definitely the Auburn of the MLB.
On my end, dear listener, I have Chief is frozen. I can see Ryan.
Oh, yeah, we were going to go over these.
They're talking noise.
I lost my track here. We're going over the Twitter people.
But I can hear them, and I'm still recording.
So anyways,
did he say? Yeah, okay. There you go.
Reddish brown is the Auburn of colors, which
is a good one.
True statement. It is.
I am. I'm with him on that.
In full agreement. Yeah, I already said that. Dope.
Dr. McLaughlin chimed in with, Whataburger is the Auburn of the fast food burger.
Whataburger is the best burger in the world.
Sure. I think he might have just been in the mood for some Whataburger. But
I agree. Unless you are a Whataburger fan, and then it's the greatest. So I guess maybe
it's the Bo Jackson.
Well, so it's not like the it's not the McDonald's burger where it's just that's what you think of when you think of a fast food burger, trash. For better or worse.
Yeah. Trash.
I think that Wingstop is the takeout wings of
the Auburn, of takeout wings.
Takeout wing. Yeah. Well, or dine in. You can dine in there. I love to dine in at Wingstop. Not now, but before the world fell apart.
I don't know. I don't get it with Wingstop. I'll be honest.
Pre-virus.
Right. Did you even try the fries and the ranch?
Yeah, I did. I got the exact order you told me. You did do it for me.
Gee, if I could hit a 9-iron to a Wingstop from my house right now.
God, I would be so fat.
But here's the thing. Stop. I could putt to a Braun.
That means it's really close because I've seen a Crow hit a 9-iron before.
I would.
Are you going to wear your biker gloves?
This is true. I'll probably, hey, Ryan, I got new biker gloves. I got fingerless ones, actually, now, finally.
Oh, fingerless gloves.
It's way too hot for my full finger bike gloves here in Texas.
Well, it was way too hot here for those. So.
You with your fingerless gloves, you need a tank top and some jorts?
You know, mesh tank.
No, cyclists wear fingerless gloves. It's a normal glove for the road cyclist. I'm already wearing Lycra head to toe.
Well, cyclists can wear mesh tanks, too.
That's true. I should get I have a mesh base layer for under my bike jersey.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking more like the 80s tearaway football jerseys.
Schimmel. You're thinking of a Schimmel.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They come up like the half shirt.
A belly shirt. Yeah. A half shirt.
The Zeke Elliott. So we've gone through everything else in terms of. We got one guy who had an F1 team that he picked as the Auburn. Red Bull was the F1 team of the Auburn of F1 teams. My bad. Yeah. And mainly because they win enough races, but they don't spend nearly as much as Mercedes, which I get. I don't watch a lot of F1. I would like to. It sounds cool. They always have one good driver and one good promising driver, but don't have the money and resources of other teams like Bama, Mercedes AMG, or Ferrari, UGA.
I have three friends that are trying to get me into F1.
That was Nicholas
the
Pierce.
The first time I ever watched any F1 was this past weekend, and that race was wild.
That was at War Damn Gunners, just to give him some credit, at War Damn Gunners.
No, he'll like my Arsenal Auburn.
Yeah. He's a gooner.
We had Van Allen Plexco give us some national team comparisons.
I like the one. Auburn is the Netherlands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the orange thing. They've won the World Cup. They're a small country, and they're always talented. Plus, they were orange. Gene Loblaw had that as well.
Gene Loblaw. Napoli is the Auburn of Serie A.
That's my man Ancelotti's former team. Absolutely. Sure, why not?
Terrible logo. Napoli's crest is like if you told somebody they had 2 seconds to design a crest for a team whose name starts with N. That's what they would design. It's an N with a blue circle around it. Perfect. Done. Microsoft Paint.
He also told us that Kota Ibushi is the Auburn of Japanese professional wrestling, and I'm going to have to take him for his word at it because I have no idea.
Who? At Jay Ferguson. Justin.
Kota Ibushi? Justin,
sure.
Ferg.
Ferg, have me on the radio show again, man. That was fun. I'm inviting myself back on. Plexico also said that the AU's women's basketball team used to be the Dutch, which is awesome. He also, Plexico said that Spain is the Auburn of international soccer, which is right.
I was going to go with the Dutch. Just the colors and then.
Yeah. He had that.
They've won the World Cup before.
But Spain was always pretty, is always pretty good. And then all of a sudden they were like, from 08 to 2012, they were, you could not stop them.
And it's because they were playing in a way that was so revolutionary at the time.
The tiki-taka, Ryan.
Yeah, that nobody could stop it, much like the hurry up, no huddle. Although it is sort of the opposite of the hurry up, no huddle, because there's not a whole lot of hurry up in tiki-taka.
Plus, it has Sergio Ramos.
Yeah, and now it's gone out of fashion. So.
Well, and also, they kind of all of a sudden stunk. And like, from a talent perspective, they should never stink.
My favorite non-Everton player
for a while.
My favorite non-Everton player of all time is a Spaniard, Santi Cazorla or Cazorla. I don't know how they say it.
Santi Cazorla.
Santiago, my man Santi.
Who's the cat on Madrid who looks like he is just coming off an ultimate frisbee game every time?
You talking about Ramos?
Yeah, I think I'm talking about Ramos. Dude looks like he could be he could be the roadie for Black Crows.
Spain also has Gerard Piqué, right?
Isn't yes,
Spanish
Piqué,
Mr. Shakira. Shakira, yes.
Mr. Shakira, Mr. Tax Problems. But everybody has tax problems in Spain.
Because they want like 90% of your money, and so they all try to hide their money, and it never goes well.
I think they also go after celebrities, as opposed to like other countries kind of hide them.
Yeah.
Well, we guys got anything else?
Hey,
if you've got other ones,
what's the Auburn other video games?
GoldenEye. If you've got other,
I think it's a little.
This is the Auburn of Star Wars universe.
Oh man,
Han Solo. If you've got ideas for who is the Auburn of whatever,
like
please send them to at College and Mag. We would love to see these, and we might even like the best ones. We should like Ryan should put into an article. I'm not saying I'm going to do it because I'm not going to do it, but Ryan maybe Ryan will do it.
Auburn is definitely Chewbacca, man.
It's the chaotic good.
No, he's just he's loyal. He's he defeated the Empire and then they didn't give him a medal, like the 1984 Auburn Tigers.
I think on the 2017 Auburn Tigers. I think that Ed Orgeron is the Chewbacca of the SEC.
Well,
just because every other sentient creature can speak English, well,
like, man, what this guy? What's he talking about? How can I understand? How can I understand him so well? Doesn't make any sense. Yeah. All right. So send those into at College and Mag, and we'll make a collection of them. I know
Missouri is definitely the C-3PO of the Auburn of the SEC. Anyway.
Yeah. You know, or like
annoying. Nobody really wants him around.
And A&M's Jar Jar Binks, super weird. No one gets it. Like, what is this guy's deal?
Kids get it, I guess. Yeah. But nobody else.
What is this guy's deal?
good.
Living back in Texas now, I can just firmly say they are the weirdest people on the planet.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing like them anywhere else in any other conference. Nobody else here wants them. Like the Big 12 is happy they're gone.
Far away.
Could you imagine being a school that has a 100,000 seat stadium that no conference really wants that bad? Only
it's,
in
it. It's is Texas relieved to not have to deal with them every year now too?
It would take a act of Congress for them to play each other, and part of that's because Texas doesn't want to deal with it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And A&M doesn't want to have to pretend like they have to, like they need Texas. So like, yeah. Like literally A&M's AD A&M's AD has on multiple occasions before this, during this pandemic, expressed interest in playing in-state schools such as Texas Tech and North Texas if we need to schedule extra people.
Maybe Baylor, Houston, yeah. Rice.
They at no point has he brought up the fact that Texas is an hour and a half from their campus. And they could easily play a game. No, they ain't gonna play. It would take literally the governor making them do it.
Done before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Not in Texas, though. Not in Texas. All right, you guys. We've been on a full hour. Hey, we'll see you guys next week. We don't know what we're going to talk about yet, but I think there might actually be like news from fall camp we could actually discuss next week.
Maybe a schedule?
Maybe a schedule? Maybe like well,
it would be nice to figure out who we're playing this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Theoretically, of course.
There could be football-related content by as early as next week.
At some point, we're going to have to all talk about what we're going to do on game days since there's, I would say, a 0% chance that we'll be in the stadium watching football.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure out like a ritual for getting up and watching games on TV, which is what I do every week anyway. So I can give you guys some tips.
Yeah.
Like have an official Skype tailgate.
Yeah, that could happen.
A Zoom hangout. For an Auburn tailgate, it sounds like the most 2020 lame thing that's ever happened. Oh man,
is that the end of the pod?
That's
I think we're done. Bonos.